LOBLUE.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day. Summer has finally arrived. And for those of you that are getting your first 90-degree days or the first two or three, it's a welcome sight. I guess better late than never. So if you're working around the yard, get your work done early. Get out there now. Bring the radio with you, and we'll try and work together to solve all of your gardening problems. The first couple of hours of the program today, we were talking basically about how much of a problem all of us are having with tomatoes and potatoes. Now, you wouldn't think that those two plants are related. One grows in the ground and the other one grows above ground, but they are related. And what has happened this year is a couple of things. There is a late blight that affects potatoes. And over the whole Northeast, just not New England, but in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Long Island, where potatoes are being grown, because of the amount of rain and cooler than normal temperatures, and now all the heat, the bacteria that creates that problem has just blossomed. And if you're growing potatoes in your garden and you've noticed that the leaves are falling off and they seem to be going dormant ahead of schedule, you're right. It's that blight. And all of a sudden, your tomatoes, they looked real good a couple of weeks ago, you know, nice green leaves. And then last week, you started to see a little bit of brown, and all of a sudden, it just exploded. Well, I had the same thing. I've never had diseases on my tomatoes. Never. I keep moving them around. This year, they're in a part of the garden where they have never been before. But this late blight has hit my tomatoes. And in the matter of a week, I've gone from perfectly green from the ground up to total devastation, 5 feet tall. Incredible. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull all my tomatoes out of the ground. Anything that's green, I'm going to harvest and looks good. And just put them on some newspaper in my garage and let them ripen there. You don't want to leave them out in the sun because they'll get sunburned and they'll turn white and they'll fall apart. And I'm going to allow that foliage to stay in the garden and dry. Put it in a big pile. I'm going to rake the ground to get any of the plant debris that has fallen in the drying process, and I'm going to burn it, because the worst thing that you could do would be to take those remains of your plants and put it in your compost pile. The state of Massachusetts and Maine have both sent out warnings that if you put your tomato plants and your potato plants in your compost pile, the problem will be even worse next year. The compost piles that we have do not create enough heat to kill the spores that create the problem. And the recommendations are put in a plastic bag and send it out with the trash. Dig a hole and bury it, or burn everything in your garden. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick up all the foliage of my tomatoes, put them in a pile, let them dry. I'm going to pull all my potatoes up, put them in the pile, and then I'm going to burn it. Put a little bit of charcoal lighter fluid on it to get it started and burn everything to the ground. That way I'm destroying the spores so that we don't have this problem. The disease that you have on your tomatoes and potatoes is the same disease that created the Irish potato famine back in the 40s. That's how bad it is. So don't mess with this, and please do not put it in your compost pile because it's going to be worse next year. So I have one other thing that I want to tell you. If you're doing camping, either you're going from your hometown out of state, do not bring any firewood with you. There are two really bad insects right now in trees. One of them is called the longhorn beetle, and the other one is called the ash beetle. The ash beetle will only go in ash trees. The longhorn will go in any leaf tree, and they are destroying thousands of trees. The city of Worcester last year had to take down 2,000 trees that were larger than a foot, somewhere 4 foot in diameter, because they had the longhorn beetle in it. Now, the reason I'm telling you don't bring firewood from your house with you, you could have either one of those two. And you may be bringing that firewood to a campground in a different state or a different part of your state. At the end of your camping, you don't burn the wood totally, or you'll leave some there. If they contain either the longhorn beetle or the ash beetle, they're going to emerge and they're going to spread a lot faster. So buy firewood locally. Don't bring it with you. Okay? Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Rosemary with a flower question.
Rosemary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about reblooming irises.
Yes.
Is there anything special you should do to them after they bloom the first time?
Well, what I do is as soon as I see that the last flower has opened, I cut that stem right down to the foliage.
Okay.
And if it's a variety that only has one bloom per stem, cut it right down to the leaves, clean it up, and then what I do is I'm using a new fertilizer called Plant Growth Activator and Plant Growth Activator Supreme. It's all microbes, and I do that every single spring. And then during the summer, I've got a couple of gardens that I'm testing it on. There's another product from the same company called Biomatrix. And Biomatrix is an organic version of a chemical fertilizer like Miracle-Gro. Totally organic, totally natural. But it's microbes, beneficial bacteria, mycorrhizae, and I've seen tremendous growth with this. I've done my perennial beds, and I've done the vegetable garden. And just for example, my tomato plants, during June and July, we had terrible weather. My tomatoes had only grown to be about 2 feet tall. I sprayed them with the Biomatrix. And in 3 weeks, my tomatoes grew 3 feet. They went from 2 foot to 5 foot in 3 weeks, loaded with flowers, loaded with tomatoes. My perennials that I've sprayed are just incredible. So if you're looking for something different, something that's totally organic, totally natural, and will benefit not only the plants that you spray, but the plants near them, When I used the Plant Growth Activator last year, my trees and my shrubs responded as well as the perennials because the roots from the trees and the shrubs are in the same bed. Unbelievable. If you get a chance, go to my website, paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. Bottom left, it says something about the trip that we are planning to Croatia for next year. If you click on there and scroll past it, there is a short video of what my yard looked like last year. So if you ever wondered what Paul's yard looks like, paulparent.com, bottom left corner, it says trips to Croatia. Click on there, and right after you scroll down, there's a picture of me. You click onto the arrow, and there's like a 10-minute video that will show you my gardens and what my property looks like. You get a chance, take a look. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Marty, and she's having trouble with her pear tree.
Marty, tell me what's happening with the pear tree. Is it all turning black? Marty?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening with your pear tree, Marty?
Well, I have three good-sized pear trees that were planted all at the same time about 5 or 6 years ago. Of the three, one of them, all the leaves are turning red. They're not falling off. They're just turning red.
They're turning red. Okay. Why don't you hold on a second, Marty? We're coming up to a commercial. And when we come back, we'll try and help you to solve the red leaves of your fruiting pear tree.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.5910. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $986.44, $493.22 for the half ounce, or $246.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $986.44, $493.22, and $246.61.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Jason, who's up next?
Up next, we have Gloria. She has a problem with wild morning glory vine.
Gloria, good morning. Tell me about the problem. Where is it? Hi, Gloria.
Must have fell asleep.
Gloria, are you there? Okay. Why don't we try another line, Jason?
All right, up next we have Dennis. He's having an infestation of his crab tree.
Dennis, good morning. How can we help you with your tree this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I've got a like a cocoon, very gossamer-like, on a small crab apple tree, and it's filled with dozens of these tiny worms that are eating or feeding on the leaves.
Okay. It's probably a form of tent caterpillar that's out there now. The best and the safest product on the market is called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad will kill every type of caterpillar that you could have in your garden. It is totally safe for all types of flowers, vegetables, and fruits. And if a bird should eat the caterpillar, it will not hurt the bird. It's a new bacteria that they found in the Caribbean. And they sent me some information in the spring, because I try and get a little bit of history about some of these things. And a chemist from Dow Chemical was on vacation in the Caribbean. And one of the things that you do, I guess, is to go visit the rum factories where they make the rum when you're in the Caribbean, because that's the drink that they serve. And he came out of the building, and he noticed across the street there was a broken down stone building, and he said to the tour guide, what used to be there? And he said, well, that's the old rum plant. So he went across the street while his wife was in the gift shop, and he walked around the building, and he noticed something very strange. From the building out 10 to 15 feet, every plant that was there was perfect. There was no holes. There was no insects at all. And once you got 15 feet or more, the plants had holes in the leaves. He thought that was really kind of strange. And did some research while he was there because of his curiosity. Got permission from the government on the island to bring home some soil samples. They took it to Dow. They experimented on it, and they found a never-before-seen bacteria in the ground. And they found out that this bacteria lived from the rum that was spilled or dumped at the end of the process. They took all of the junk that remained, and they just dumped it on the ground, and this bacteria started living off of the remnants of what was dumped out from the rum barrels. And they started using it in their test plots, and they found that whenever a caterpillar came near it and ate it, it died within 12 hours. It stopped feeding within 4 hours, and it's totally organic and totally natural. And it's just something that developed in the fermented composting rum remnants, and it's absolutely incredible. It will also kill things like Colorado potato beetles. Unbelievable how well it works on that. So if you're looking for something new, something safe, you can spray it in the morning, pick your crop in the afternoon, and eat it for supper. That's how safe it is. But it only kills chewing type insects, and in particular caterpillars of all types, and it doesn't hurt the birds or the environment. You can't ask for more. Jason, who's next?
All right. Up next, we have Patty, and she's having a problem with her orange tree.
Patty, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening to the orange?
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. Well, I am so sad here. About 5 years ago, I brought a full-size orange tree back from
with you.
Florida. At
okay,
the time,
Patty,
it was...
We're coming on a break. I didn't realize how close we were. Why don't you hold on and run
okay.
up to the commercials. We'll help you solve the problem.
I hope.
We will. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just before the break, we were talking about pear trees, and one of our callers had a problem with some. We're going to bring her back on. Patty, are you there?
Yes, Paul. It's an orange tree.
Orange tree. Oh, that's right. It's an orange tree. Okay, that was a caller before. Now, what's happening to the orange tree?
Well, when I bought it, it was like 4 inches tall and bare root, and I brought it back from Florida. It's grown into a 5.5-foot tree. It's in a floor pot with 4 main stalks off the main trunk.
Yep.
And it's been extremely healthy. No bugs. I faithfully take care of it. about 6 or 7 months ago, it started to lose all its leaves. And now I have almost a bare orange tree, except for one main branch has leaves on it. The other three have lost all their leaves, except one of the other branches has now put out two new branches. So it's trying to grow.
Right.
And I've pruned it, and I've cut off the dead branches. And now I just don't know what to do. I hate to lose it. It's 5 years old, and it was such a beautiful tree.
Now, is it inside the house or is it outside now?
No, it's always been in the house in a south-facing. I have a glass wall facing south, and it's always been in this one spot.
Okay. What I would do first is I would examine the roots. And what you could do is take some of the Sunday paper when you're done reading it and spread out a few sheets on the floor, lay the plant pot on its side, and try and pull the root ball out of the plastic pot or the ceramic pot that it's in, and look at the root system. The root system should be white. Okay?
Right.
If you look at the roots and they're brown or black, that's a sign that it probably got too much water at one point, and a fungus developed that is slowly consuming the root system.
Okay.
And if all the roots are brown or black, that's not a good sign at all. Then what you'll have to do is to say to yourself, I need to cut back on the amount of water that I give this plant. What I would probably try and do is pull some of those rotten roots off the plant and pull some of the soil off, and you may have to remove half of the root system that's there. And then I would repot it with some fresh soil and give it a good drink, but then go easy with the water between applications to give the new roots that are there a chance to get caught. Now, there's a new fertilizer on the market made by Organica, and it's called Plant Growth Activator. And in that fertilizer, there is something called Mycorrhiza. And not all of the garden centers have it yet. It's new technology that came out last year, and some of the garden centers are just not thinking high-tech gardening. They're still in the days of 10-10-10 and 5-10-5, and they have no idea what this is. They're going to learn very, very quickly. This Mycorrhiza that's in there will double the size of the root system of any plant in 30 days. Now, if you can't find Plant Growth Activator, there's another company, the one that makes Holytone and Plantone, they have something called Biotone. And Biotone has Mycorrhiza. And I would mix some of that in the soil when you repot it and you clean it, and then water it in. It will be activated, and it attaches itself to the roots, and it literally will double the size of the roots in 30 days. And it pulls fertilizer that normally the plant cannot get. And that's why I use it in my gardens, because it makes the roots grow faster than they should. And that's a good thing. So either Plant Growth Activator by Organica or Biotone by Espoma. Espoma. They make Holytone or Plantone, but it's called Biotone. Thank you. Jason, who's next?
All right, up next we have Mark with a potato question.
Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, guys? Mark. Good. How are you?
Good. I got a follow-up question. You were talking about potatoes earlier. I have tried this year potato sacks, growing them above ground.
Yep.
And one of them actually is doing quite well, while the other one has started to lose its leaves and stuff. Two questions. Should I harvest them now, or can I wait till fall when they lose their leaves? And then also, should I dispose of the soil from the potato bag as well as the foliage?
Okay. From what I've been told, the soil is okay. You can reuse the soil. I was talking to a man from Presque Isle, and Presque Isle, Maine is the biggest area of growing potatoes in New England. And if they ever lost the potato industry, I mean, that whole part of the country would just fall apart. And what they are doing is they are harvesting the crop ahead of schedule, which means less potatoes and smaller potatoes, and they are destroying the foliage. Normally, they just till in the foliage. This year, they're collecting it. That's how bad it is. So okay. Collect the foliage. Do not put it in your compost pile. Either bag it and send it out with the trash, bury it, or burn it. I'm going to burn mine. I'm just going to pull everything out, let it dry in the sun, and then I'm going to burn everything. That way I eliminate the possibility of this happening again. But the plant that's perfectly healthy and green, let it go. The one that's lost its leaves, it's all done growing. And that's what's happened to my bed. And it hits all varieties. I have four varieties of potatoes. I like the red skin ones for making potato salad. I have the yellow flesh because of the buttery flavor. I have the common everyday winter keeper white flesh potatoes. And then to have fun, I grow some of the blue potatoes. Instead of being more round, they're more elongated. And they're really kind of neat. And even after you cook them, they're still blue on the inside. So if you want to make a potato salad, you can actually make, and I've done this before, is I will harvest a few of the red skin potatoes and some of the blue potatoes for the 4th of July. And I'll make my regular potato salad, cook these, and then add it to it so I have a red, white, and blue potato salad. Really kind of neat. The other thing that works good, and we have a lady who listens to us in Anderson, I think it's South Carolina. Could be wrong. Could be North Carolina. But from Anderson. And I never thought of doing this, and it's really good. She suggested that you cook sweet potatoes the same way, and you dice them up and you cook them, and you have sweet potatoes in with your regular white potatoes. And I did that, and people loved it. But don't worry about the soil. Mother Nature will clean that. And what you want to try and avoid doing is replanting potatoes in that same area next year. And next week I hope to get somebody from the Agriculture Department to tell us step by step what we should be doing. And I'll try and do that in the first 2 hours of the program and then again in the second 2 hours of the program. Because I know some of the stations carry the program from 6 until 8, and then some stations pick it up from 8 until 10. So we'll have somebody in both periods to give you information on what to do with this mess of potatoes and tomatoes. Thank you, Mark. Jason, who's next?
All right, up next we have Rose Marie. She has a question about what the wet and forget spray.
Okay. Rosemary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Rosemary.
She'll be there.
Is that me?
Yes. Go ahead. Good
okay.
morning.
Good morning. I have a white wooden painted long fence, and I noticed there's some mildew on it. I was going to wash it, but now I heard about your wet and forget, and I was just wondering, is it safe to spray on a white wooden fence?
Rosemary, it's the best thing ever designed for the garden. This is a product that's only 2 years old. It was a product developed in New Zealand by the government because the buildings in New Zealand were all getting that mold and mildew. And Wet and Forget did some of the research with the government. Now, they sent me some because when I recommend a product, I always want to try it first. And if it's something that I can't use, I give it to family members and friends to try for me. My son Patrick, Matthew, lives in Florida. And we go down to see him every single winter for a couple of weeks. And the first thing we do is to pressure wash his house. Because in Florida, there's a lot of humidity and the green. Well, they called me. They told me about the product. I said, send me some and I'll use it. We put it in a pump sprayer, Rosemary. We put a fine mist on his house, the garage. He had some patio furniture that was green. We sprayed that. And in 2 weeks, the green was gone. And I mean gone. And for just about a year, the house never changed color. We sprayed it on his fireplace. It's a combination of stone and brick. That was all green also. Took it right off. He has a back door. It's a concrete walkway with concrete stairs that leads in. Very shaded. Was all green and black, like mold growing on it. I sprayed that. And in 2 weeks, it was gone. And it's very, very safe. But you don't have to soak it. You just put a fine mist on it. Let it dry, so it gets its name, Wet and Forget. You wet it, and you forget it. It's fabulous. Thank you, Rosemary. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Mary with the tree question.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have two questions. I have two arborvitae, both about 8 feet tall and 5 feet in diameter. When can I cut that back, and how much?
Okay, and your second question?
When's the best time to plant the hydrangea?
Okay, hydrangea you can plant anytime. If you go to your local nursery, right now they've got beautiful hydrangeas. They've got the blue, which the blue are starting to go by as far as flowering. But the white varieties are coming into bloom right now, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So don't wait until the spring. Go to your nursery today and buy the hydrangeas and get them planted. On your arborvitae, the best time to do the pruning is in the spring, April or May, before the new growth comes, and that way it fills in any of the open areas that may develop in the prune. So wait until then.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-11.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jason, who's up next?
Did we do Gene already? No, Gene's
nope,
up next.
We haven't done.
Gene's up next with the flower question. Sorry about that.
Okay. Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Gene.
Yes, hi. I have a question regarding rhododendrons and a magnolia tree that flowered in early spring, but now we're flowering again right now. And I have many rhododendrons on my property, but it's only the one area where this is happening. And I'm wondering, is that going to put a lot of stress on the plants? What would cause that? And does that mean I won't get flowers next spring?
If they're blooming now, it means you will not get those flowers to rebloom next spring. Now, on the rhododendrons, is it a white one? Or is it a different varieties?
No, all the same variety, and they are white flowers.
Yeah, they're white flowers, yeah. The rhododendron that you have that's doing that is called Cunningham. Cunningham. And Cunningham is a plant that I've known since the first day I started working at the nursery that it has that ability. And for some reason, and nobody knows why, but the rhododendron white Cunningham will bloom in the late summer, early fall, some years, and nobody knows why. Not all of the flowers will open, but the ones that are in bloom are the buds for next year. The other varieties don't do it. And Cunningham is a beautiful variety, very, very hardy, but when it's under stress, and the plants are really under stress right now, we've had the second coldest June, the third wettest June, the third coldest July, and the fifth wettest July on record. We've had 10 inches of rain. We didn't get any 90s in most areas in the Northeast until last week and this week. So the plants have been wet, they've been cold, and all of a sudden they're getting all this heat, and the plant doesn't know what to do, and it's bursting its buds thinking, oh, spring has arrived. So the ones that are in bloom now, enjoy them, because they will not reflower next year. And normally, not all the buds do this. It's just a fluke, and it's a weather-related problem. The plant's fine. They will not die. It's just a fluke due to the weather pattern that we are in currently. Jason, I think we can get one more in.
All right. Eldon is up next, and she wants to know how to get your newsletter.
Eldon, good morning. How can we help you today?
I'd like to know how to get your newsletter.
We don't have a newsletter currently. We are in the process of building a new office. Hopefully by September we will be in it. And once we do, then we will have all kinds of things that we've never had available. Right now we just don't have the room because everything is in a home office. But
okay.
September we'll have all kinds of things to let you know about.
I'll just have to be patient and wait.
Yes. And if you go to my website, Eldon.
Yes, I have. You go to fallparent.com.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of information on that website also.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. We really appreciate that. This time of the year, I know a lot of you are concerned about your tomatoes. There's nothing that you can do about it. Pull them up. Clean the garden, destroy the foliage, and say to yourself, next year. In the meantime, enjoy your perennials, enjoy your flowers, and remember, if you've got perennials, the goal of that plant is to make seeds. So when the flowers go by, take scissors, take pruners, and remove the flower stems. And sometimes you may have to go all the way to the ground. Keep the plant from making seeds. If you can prevent the seeds from being formed, the energy that it would take to make those seeds goes into the plant. The plant becomes stronger. And that means next year, more flowers. The beetles are here. And if you want to control them, one of the best things to use is called eight, E-I-G-H-T. The worst thing that you can use is the Japanese beetle traps. If you've got a trap, put it as close to your neighbor's yard as possible and as far away from your garden as you can. Have a great week, everybody. Jason, thank you for your help. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.